Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welch. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Merry ITL Miss. What's up? We're back.
That's going to get old. That's already old. I'm not doing that again.
Chris Welch, Scott Bogman. Find us on Twitter at IsItTheWelch and at Bogman Sports. Glad to be here on the final weekend before Christmas and all the holidays. And most importantly, just time off. Just a little bit of time off. No matter what you celebrate. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's still some people that are going to be going to work on Christmas. A lot of, what, like Chinese food restaurants? Those are always open, right?
Yeah, yeah. I saw something. It was a...
Denny's open on that day?
Yeah, Denny's is open. Oh. Denny's doesn't have locks on their doors.
What point in your life? The one time they closed,
I know that there was like some emergency and they closed. They had to call a locksmith to install locks on their doors.
For real?
For real, yeah. Why? Well, they 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they never close. Why even bother with locks?
I can't imagine. You know, I will tell you, I mean, I'm not going to get into it because it's very depressing, but I had this really horrible Christmas like 12 years ago where our entire family, it was a death in the family, and we, our Christmas days were driving. Think about this for a minute, Bogman. I flew into Houston, Texas, and we proceeded from the Christmas, I think, Eve to Christmas Day, or it was maybe it was the 23rd. We drove from Texas to Oklahoma. That was what we did. Oh. And we were, it was on Christmas Day. We were in, I don't know what town in Oklahoma, but if it's still there, I'd be shocked.
Was there electricity?
There was a movie theater, and the movie theater was open on Christmas Day.
Movie theaters are open.
I just forgot.
Usually open.
It was the only thing. There were no restaurants. There was nothing in this podunk town.
So what did you have? Did you have like movie theater nachos for your Christmas dinner?
I think so. You want to know what movie it was too? I remember it because how could I forget? You're spending Christmas in Oklahoma for a funeral. Patch Adams.
Yeah. Okay. Robin Williams.
You want to know what too? Another vivid memory. Speaking of the NBA, I wonder what Adam Silver would have to say about this. I remember walking into a family member's hotel room and a smell of a certain substance. I was like, NBA would suspend you for this, but NFL would indefinitely suspend you.
They were suspended for 3 games, which meant they had to stay in Oklahoma 3 extra days.
Yeah. Oh, God. But there's like 4 things. I forgot. Movie theaters are open. You've got Denny's. That's super depressing. Gas stations?
I think IHOP is open, too. So, yeah, gas stations are open.
Oh, really?
I think some of them are open. Like, I mean, you can get gas in any gas station with your card at the pump. But I think that a lot of the stores are open too.
Can you imagine, like outside of like dealing with what I dealt with, like you imagine you're like
Jack in
the
Box open, by the way.
Really?
Yep.
That is a very helpful tip.
The longest line you will ever wait for is if you go to Jack in the Box on Thanksgiving or Christmas, it's just, you know.
Really?
I remember one time.
You got to find one in Oklahoma.
Was that like, you know where the one we used to go to all the time? Like,
absolutely.
It was over by the Safeway front door.
Oh, my God. Right. That would probably be like 35 cars deep.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, it looked like a midday In-N-Out burger.
I remember on a Thanksgiving, I had to run to there was like a Safeway that was open to like noon. And I walked up and literally they had the doors half closed. They were open for another hour. A guy walked out and he goes, "Sorry, we're closing." And people lost their mind. He's like, "I don't know." He's like, "Our line's too big." I looked in the store. Dude, so you know, like a Safeway, a grocery store.
For, 2 more hours.
The line, think of where the end of produce would be.
Yeah.
That's where the line ended. And I was like, "Oh, well, I'm never going to do
that." I've done that bit. Remember, I worked at the grocery store for 5 years. So I had the, we close at 2, but you're going to be here till four cashing people out. Christmas, that's just the way it is.
Christmas is almost essentially just like planning for a snow-in for 4 days or an apocalypse. Like, what you've got to do is, like, you can't do it Christmas Eve. Like, on the 23rd, you got to go and you've got to shop for all your goods for at least 2 or 3 days so you don't need to leave your house.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I went the other day and made sure I had cat food and all my other stuff that I absolutely had to have. Yeah. So
I went to a Walmart.
Oh, what is your deal?
It's the worst. I know. My wife's like, you go to Walmart and you just got to pick up some, I mean, pick up hydrogen peroxide and paper towels. And I walked
in. I can't go to Walmart. Because
I'm a dummy. I was like, yeah, fine. And I get there and I was like, what's my problem? Why would I go to a Walmart 3 or 4 days before Christmas?
I'm glad you treated yourself just like I did. I was like, what's your problem?
Yeah, I was like, I heard you in my head. I'm like, why would I ever do this? I'm the dumbest human being on the planet. So we've got obviously sports takes here, but I have a couple lists. We all like ranking lists, right?
Of course.
Christmas related. Let's start with how about number one here, Bogman? Because we did this last week. We did the top five movie list. And didn't we both have Christmas Vacation at one?
Yes, of course.
I've seen a lot of bad lists, by the way. Far be it for me to judge.
That stupid Rotten Tomatoes one was awful.
Oh, that was. But I'm talking like people we know.
It was like Horton Hears a Camel. It was number one rated. I'm like, well, how does that make sense?
No, I've seen friends of ours. They put out their movies, and I'm like, oh, these are just horrible.
Specific names? Any of them? You gonna let us in on that?
No, I'm just saying. Just that many didn't have Christmas Vacation on their top five, and that's like not having Pulp Fiction at number one if you're a Tarantino list.
Yeah, like I don't. Yeah. So,
let's start with this top Christmas song of all time. A lot of choices. I'm looking here. You got, let's see, Jingle Bells.
I don't really have one in the Welsh, so I'll just say Baby It's Cold Outside to trigger a bunch of people.
How does that one go, Bugs?
I don't know. I only listen to it if Bill Cosby sings it. So.
Bill Cosby's favorite Christmas song, Baby It's Cold Outside.
Just drink this drink.
Are you... Are you worried about our society that song has now been banned?
I mean, it's a song, you know. I don't understand. How can a song be good for 60 years or however long that's been out and now it's not okay?
I mean, listen to it. Like, I looked at the lyrics and, I mean, it's questionable. It's like, she's saying no, bro. Like, she's saying she doesn't want to do this. Like, give it up. Give it a rest for a minute. But he keeps going, and I don't know. You know, everyone seemed happy that stuck around for 70 years, a happy relationship. But now we can't have it.
Sounds more like peer pressure to me. Like, hey, just drink this.
Yeah, well, we can't have it in 2018. That's done with, apparently. No. Okay, so you're going to go with Baby It's Cold Outside?
I'm not really. I don't really care. I don't know that I really have one. So I was in choir when I was a kid. So I was singing like every single Christmas song. I'm really sick of all of them. Then I worked at the grocery store for a while. And even at the restaurant I worked at, just Christmas songs over and over and over. So I've kind of had enough of Christmas songs.
Oh, that's sad. You know, turn on the oldies station that for a month straight only plays Christmas songs.
No. I mean, you know me. I'm not a big music person in the first place. I'm kind of...
That's true. Offspring doesn't have a Christmas song. No, they don't.
So they probably do, actually. I think they might. But
I'll tell you...
You know what I like? I like the South Park Christmas special. That's what I like.
I don't even remember.
Musical stuff. They make up songs, and I'm sure those are more offensive than Baby It's Cold Outside, but I always find that funny. Like, they'll put out the South Park special where they do all the Christmas songs.
You know, you just made me think of this. Our buddy, Pisa Pia, he spent all the money that I would never spend in my lifetime.
He didn't wind up buying it. Someone else did.
Oh, I thought he did, because he was going to buy tickets to Hamilton, and all the money that was going to be spent on those tickets, I would never in my lifetime spend on tickets to a play, except I would spend some money to have gone and seen the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
For South Park. But nonetheless, Christmas songs. Any Sinatra Christmas songs are great, but how about this one? And because I was going through Christmas songs the other day, and I'm just seeing Baby It's Cold Outside, and I hear them all the time. But when I heard this one, it immediately elicited my youth. And it brought me to a movie that I didn't have on my top list, but now kind of makes me want to put back there my top five list. How about Rocking Around the Christmas Tree? Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy
It reminds me of Home Alone, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I just said. As soon as I heard it, I thought of Home Alone, and I was like, oh, this is the best Christmas song for my time, and maybe I was wrong. Maybe Home Alone does need to be in there because no other movie jumped in my brain. Outside of, though, Baby, It's Cold Outside, didn't Elf do it with who's that chick?
God, I want to say Eliza Dushku. That's not her.
Definitely.
Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel. Yeah, I mean, that was, what, didn't they do Baby, It's Cold Outside?
I don't remember.
All right, we'll rock it around.
That sounds like something that they did do. Yeah, I'm looking at these lyrics.
Why don't you read me some lyrics?
Let's see. I really can't stay, but baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
I've got to go away, but baby, it's cold outside. Like, if you just read
no
it
means
straight,
no.
It's not that good. This evening has been, but been hoping that you drop in. So very nice. I'll hold your hands just like they're ice. My mother will start to worry. Beautiful, what's your hurry? My father will be pacing the floor. Listen to the fireplace roar.
This is
really, I'd better scurry. Beautiful, please don't hurry. But maybe just half a drink more. Put some records on while I pour. The neighbors might think, baby, it's bad out there. Say, what's in this drink? No cabs to be had out there.
Oh, God. I don't think I recall. That is really bad. I mean,
if you read it, you know, without the holly jolly Christmas stuff, it does not sound good.
It's in Bogman's monotone, like, yeah, there's no cab out there.
I wish I knew how. Your eyes are like starlight now. To break this spell, I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
We need to put,
hold on. Look at this one. I ought to say no, 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 sir. Mind if I move in closer?
Oh, my God. We need,
at
what's
least
that song,
I'm
White
say
Horses?
That I tried. What's the sense in hurting my pride?
What's that song, White Horses?
Yeah. White Horses.
No.
You mean Goodbye Horses?
Goodbye Horses. We need Goodbye Horses under that. We need a version of you just saying the lyrics to that song with Goodbye Horses under it.
You're welcome has been. How lucky that you dropped in.
How
so nice and warm.
In.
Now she's under the spell. Look out the window at this dawn. My sister will be suspicious. Gosh, your lips look delicious. My brother will be there at the door. What
she's
is
literally
that?
Calling for help now.
Upon the tropical shore.
This dude is still.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious. Gosh, your lips are delicious. Maybe just a cigarette more. Never such a blizzard before. Maybe he's just trying to protect her from this blizzard. I mean, how serious is this?
I don't. Yeah, is she? Are you trying to turn this around, Bogman? Don't blame her. This isn't her fault. I'm trying to tell you, don't blame her. Who wrote this song? Has anybody looked into the person who wrote this song?
It's Frank Lasser.
That guy's a problem.
Yeah, he might be a problem. What is he doing right now?
Think he's alive. How old is that song?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm going to wiki
All
Frank
right.
Lasser.
So I'm going to go with Rocking Around the Christmas Tree and not that. All right. Maybe, you know what? Maybe 2018 was right. Maybe that one needs to not be out there.
My God. He was born in 1910. He died in 1969.
Nice.
Nice. Let's see.
That's the worst nice I've ever done. He got out from under all the horribleness that was going to follow that song.
Yeah, I'm trying to like see when he wrote the song, but
it's all right. We don't.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right, so you kind of agree, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Home Alone.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, I mean you can do a little. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
You could, or you could not.
Just like the one that. No, all right. We could not. We were talking about food. Best Christmas food. Christmas food.
Well, see, mine is specific to me because this is something that my mom makes.
I feel like
sausage bread. And
what? Oh, I thought you were going to say ribs because you always talk about your mom's ribs.
No. The ribs are great, but I'll get those for my birthday, not for Christmas.
Don't people usually do like ham on Christmas? Like it's always
that's what we're doing. We're doing ham. Yeah.
Okay, because I think that's a lot of people's top.
But my mom makes me this stuff called sausage bread. It's amazing. It's my favorite thing. So, It's just like a loaf of bread, and when you cut into it, there's sausage and cheese and onions in the middle.
So it's a sandwich?
No, it's not a sandwich. Oh. It's made in the loaf.
Like
You put the stuff in the bread, and then you bake the bread, and then you cut the bread.
It almost made me think of one of those things. Like, my mom used to do things where, like, she would sing songs, and when I grew up, I just thought that she wrote those. Like, Cats in the Cradle, she'd sing me that. You know, Cats in the Cradle with a Silver Spoon. Yep. I grew up, and I was just like, and I heard someone singing. I'm like, you're singing my mom's song. And they're like, no. And, like, your mom wouldn't tell you. Like, to me, it's almost like that reminded me of, like, your mom's like, here's this bread. I'm going to put sausage cheese on
it. Yeah, my mom
is
called a sandwich.
Yeah, no, she just gave you a sandwich. She's like, this is sausage bread. And you're like, this is really great. No one does this.
Do you think that your mom made up all the names for the planets and stuff with the astrological stuff too?
Oh yeah, well that's a secret show thing.
Kind of sounds like you're dumb.
I mean, I say that all the time. I say that all the time.
You just said it. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, you're not breaking news here. I said I'm dumb, totally dumb. I definitely didn't think that, but like, you know, your mom just like sings you a song, and you're just like, wow, she's really good. You should be an artist. You should sing this. You should produce this song.
Why are we living here? We should have that baby it's cold outside money.
Yeah, Bogman, you're just like, wow, you're really great at making bread. It's so amazing that you got this stuff in between.
You
them.
Made up bread? You're amazing. How did you do this?
I actually don't think I have it. I asked this question, like cookies. I if I don't have like a good frosting Christmas cookie,
my mom
not
makes
Christmas.
Like 12 pounds of cookies. Like
it's the best.
Got oatmeal cookies, chocolate chip cookies, all the brownies, cakes. Like she makes too much. So
what was the other one? What was the third one we were going to ask here on Christmas? Song? Oh, present. All-time present. Was it the lightning meows?
No. It was the following Christmas because, you know, I was...
we only got about 30 seconds here.
We've mentioned the lightning meows, but I was sick and had the flu. But the next Christmas made up. I got Nintendo. I got Ninja Turtles, Game Boy, basketball hoop, bike, everything.
So, yeah, Bogman's mom bought him like the CVS version of Thundercats. We called them lightning meows. And he cried and cried and cried. And then next year you got everything.
Everything, because I was less disappointed than my mom was. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, when we come back, I'll reveal mine, and then we'll talk actual sports here. We got to talk about Todd Gurley, the guy that got you there. Is he going to be there? We got to talk about all that. A lot of big question marks in Week 16. We're going to go through some DFS, and then we'll do a full actual game breakdown. So we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. More Bogman and Welsh.
Don't go anywhere. It's cold outside.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's In This League.
You know my name, but who are you?
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture. This is John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial.
In This League.
Actually,
do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
I want to get away,
but it's cold outside.
Please let me go and unlock the door.
It's cold outside.
Can I please leave this
There's
house?
No caps.
I'm a little bit worried about my safety.
You can't leave. You live here forever now.
I just want these handcuffs off.
Get in the basement.
Put the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose again.
You don't know what kind of hell I can bring you.
Maybe it's cold outside via Buffalo Bill. That's what we like to do here. Welcome back, In This League. Check us out over at InThisLeague.com, Bogman and the Welsh, and Patreon.com/ITL Army. So much going on. As you're listening to this, Deckard Balls has happened. You know, shocker, where as you're hearing this, Deckard Balls hasn't happened. Does that make sense? Get that? We're recording this. Deck Our Balls hasn't happened. As you're listening to this, it's happened. That's a perk over on Patreon, our Christmas special, two secret shows, which ironically, too, I always love this. The secret show we did right before our special, we had a lot of stories, and we just, it's kind of like this show sometimes, we just naturally let the conversation take, and we had a lot of people say about how much they love the show. They're like, oh, it's the most relatable show. Someone said that, and I was like, oh, why? Because your mom did astrology charts, or you threw up in your jacket? And they said no, and there were other stories that we had.
No, I thought it was the astrology one.
Yeah. No, I don't think. Maybe he said he had some of that around there. Yeah, we talked about my upbringing. We talked about embarrassing stories. We talked about a prank that someone pulled on Bogman. And there's an investigation going on about it over on Patreon to try to unveil the culprit. A lot of fun stuff, as well as just, you know, group me rooms, ways to access us. You're supporting when we do it. So patreon.com/ITL Army. It is towards the end of the year, but maybe make it a resolution for 2019 to mount up with us.
That's right,
my friendos.
Do something for yourself. You bought your brat kids enough stuff.
Yep.
Your wife has enough crap. Do something for you. Yeah. Join the army.
Join the army. What a sell. That was a hardcore sell there. You're just like, yeah, all those garbage people in your life, they got plenty. Do something for you finally.
I don't have that, but all I hear is how everyone's family just take. Do something for you. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's true. I don't know where you heard that from. Don't know where you heard that from.
It's my friend Schmelsch. So.
Oh, Chuck Welsh.
Chuck Schmelsch, right.
Chuck Schmelsch. Todd Gurley. A lot of has been made about, you know, Todd Gurley. I mean, last year, a record number of teams that won championships. I think like Yahoo pulled the stat. Todd Gurley was the most owned player on championship teams last year because of his ownership was so low. And, you know, I mean, we talked about it. 16 team league last year. I got him at 16. And, you know, a lot of people made championships last year, frankly, even though there's, you know, he's cooled down a little bit in the second half. Plenty of people are going to be in a championship week with Todd Gurley, except Todd Gurley might not be with you during championship week. Because he is a major question mark right now.
He hasn't, as of I believe it was Thursday evening, he hadn't even run yet. So I don't know if he's going to wind up practicing at all before the game. But I think they're going to do the Aaron Rodgers bit and give him all the goofballs before the game. And then he'll be good to go because the Rams are still fighting for that number one seed and home field advantage.
It's very, very important. And a lot of people have been questioning that. But take this news. Sean McVay talked about that newly signed Village Bicycle CJ Anderson has already jumped John Kelly. John Kelly is three. CJ Anderson is the top backup coming off the bench of Todd Gurley. But let me phrase it like this, because I think I'm comfortable saying this. If they have already put CJ Anderson as the top backup, the spell back, if you will, to me, that more than likely tells me that Todd Gurley will be out there. But he'll be limited. He might be a bit more limited than usual.
Here's the thing, and it's dangerous and all that stuff. Like, what is your confidence level on Todd Gurley? I think because if you have him on your team and they say he's going to play, you have to play him. That's just period, end of story.
Sure.
He's got to go in that lineup. So, but what is your confidence level? Are you playing upside guys next to him at that flex spot? If you've got upside versus floor, are you playing upside because maybe we only get a quarter or two from Todd Gurley, or are you going with your normal floor guy because you don't want to be screwed by Gurley and your upside guy not doing anything?
You just can't do it. It's the best matchup. Really, what you want is you want a definitive. You want a definitive. McVay comes out, we're good to go. Don't worry about Gurley, or you want him out because it's the unknown that's a problem. Against Arizona is a prime matchup here. I couldn't live with myself if he wasn't in there. But what I do think is interesting is think about the amount of players right now, Boggs, going into championship week that are just not guarantees across the board. I mean, you've got Todd Gurley. He's questionable. I think Nick Chubb was questionable a bit. You have Joe Mixon, who has been questionable. Hilton. Melvin Gordon.
Julio's not going to practice, but he's going to play.
He's a game time decision. They're actually calling him. Melvin Gordon, you know, he says he should be able to go, but going up against Baltimore. Leonard Fournette. You hear Leonard Fournette came out and was like, I could be in better shape.
I mean,
are you kidding me?
Leonard Fournette is just too honest, I think, sometimes.
That's the problem. Not that he's garbage.
Well, he's not garbage. When he plays well. So, but they took him out of the game to put in David Williams from Arkansas just to see what David Williams had because they know they're out of it. That's why stupid Cody Kessler is playing because they don't want Blake Bortles to do anything. So,
well, whether they play him or not, he's not going to do anything. So,
right. Well, that's definitely true. I think this year in particular, down the stretch, has been a little bit more dicey than others. But I also think that we've had fewer catastrophic injuries this season.
Outside of Jerick McKinnon, Devontae Freeman, James Conner, essentially everybody
James
I
not
own.
Catastrophic. It's an ankle.
Well, it's catastrophic to my season because when he went out, everything went down the drain because I also lost Jerick McKinnon, Devontae Freeman, everybody else in a keeper league.
You need to stop crying about Jerick McKinnon, dude. He got hurt before the season started. Losing. So, you know,
I like him actually, but still.
I understand frustration, but I think this has been this year has been not nearly as frustrating as other years.
I'm not going to disagree from a catastrophic standpoint. I'd say week 15, it might have been the most frustrating fantasy week in a playoff that we could recall in years. I mean, every damn player that brought you there crapped the bed. I think that was the bad. Wasn't that the bad Gurley week or 14? Am I thinking of 14 or 15 where Adam Thielen did nothing? I mean, just everyone got screwed in the playoffs. And you're now facing this situation in a championship week where Todd Gurley has the matchup of matchups. The Rams have everything to fight for. But there's a major question mark that's circling him. And they went and picked up a back. I mean, because you could read it a different way than I read it, where I see them putting C.J. Anderson as the number two just to say that they want to give him carries, but Gurley's going to go. But you could look at it that they've got to have another solid active running back that they can put out there and get
volume. Well, here's the other stuff going against you if you're a Todd Gurley owner. They play the afternoon game on Sunday. So
you got to have C.J. Anderson.
Yeah, you might have to have C.J. Anderson. And also, they're 14.5 favorites on the road against the Cardinals. So if they get up in this game, 28-zip, 21-zip, Gurley is not going to play the rest of it. They're going to immediately take him out, and stupid C.J. Anderson is going to get the rest of the carries. So,
especially if it's not early rushing touchdowns, I see where you're going with this.
Would you rather start Todd Gurley or Jordan Howard this week?
Todd Gurley. I'm going to say Todd Gurley 9 out of 9 times of what you say, unless you literally ask me like Christian McCaffrey, who is also questionable.
No, he's not questionable. They just gave him a rest day. He's fine.
That's it?
So, yeah, it was just a rest day. He's not hurt at all. But yeah, I mean, this is it's just tough. Like we said, you got to put him out there. We just hope you have my buddy Chad has got Todd Gurley, Alvin Kamara, and Derrick Henry.
Oh my God! What league is that?
In the championship. That's his big money league with his Ruben Boob guys.
Apparently, very Ruben Boob. Okay, speaking of both players you just mentioned, I want to bring this out here, and I want to talk about a few of the other injuries. So, this is a fail on my part. I really desperately wanted to talk about this on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast this week, which is a great show. Go back and listen to it if you're listening now. Don't miss it. And we've also got a mock draft. Our final ITL Fantasy Football podcast of the season is this coming week. And we'll be doing an early 2019 mock, but I really wanted to talk about this because I had been kind of rattling this off for multiple weeks, just like an idiot, and not doing the research. And one of our listeners in the ITL Army, Tony Kohler, at Bleed Gold and Red, he's a fellow 49er fan, absolutely hates my guts and all of my opinions on the 49ers and doesn't want to hear them, but he still supports because he's a good guy, but couldn't hate me more. Here is, but he put this tweet out, and I wanted to talk about it here, so we'll talk about it on this show where no one cares about us. Because I've been saying the 2 weeks that Derrick Henry had in week 14 and 15, I feel like those are the two best we've ever seen from a fantasy playoff of 14 and 15. So I started to question what he does in week 16. Would that put him at the very top of a fantasy playoff run all time? Well, Tony Kohler, Bogman, he tweeted and gave us the information. Someone did the work in a PPR format, and he gave me the all-time performances. So are you ready to hear?
Let's hear them.
All right, where do you think currently, by the way, again, there's a little bit of radio magic that's happening. Obviously, the Titans are playing on Saturday. You might be listening to this when the game's going on or before, so I don't have that information for you. But Where do you think Derrick Henry's week 14 and 15 put him on the all-time week 14 to 16 list? So he's one game out, but where do you
still
think
he's going to be fairly low on that list?
Top 100 of all-time fantasy performances week 14 and 16.
75.
Wow, you were close. 78.
Yeah.
78 is
he's missing a full week, you know.
Yeah. Let's see. He had
2 weeks were incredible, but still 3 weeks. You have three pretty good weeks. There's going to be two amazing weeks.
And I think what this is the best ever playoff performances, 100 plus PPR points between weeks 14 and 16. So he's at that marker here. Who do you think has the all time week 14, essentially fantasy playoff performance in PPR?
The week 14, or you're talking playoff performance?
14 to 16. Sorry.
That's Gurley from last year, isn't it?
Todd Gurley, 123.1 PPR points.
Oh, so Henry, isn't Henry at like 70 or something?
He's at 78, right? No, he's 78th on the ranking. The only thing.
How many total points does he have?
See, that's the only thing that Tony didn't have on here is what the point is.
Because I think it was somewhere in the 70s, so he'd have to have like another 264 yard, 4 touchdown game to break that.
Really. I don't think so, because what he says here is it says 100 plus PPR points between weeks 14 and 16. So it's indicating that these are all the players that have 100 points in weeks 14 to 16.
We had 52 or 54 somewhere in that. And it was mid 50s the first week. And then what did he do last week? I know he had 33 carries. How many touchdowns did he have?
I think he had another two, because remember he had 4 in the first week and he had 2 because he had 6 touchdowns in the first 2
weeks.
That'd
be another 25 points. So he's at like 80 points.
Are you counting yards though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, either way.
I mean, I'm counting like the points. I know the points for the first week were over 50. I think it was like 52 in PPR. Because he didn't catch any balls anyway. And then last week, if he had the 133 yards and the 2 touchdowns, that's about 25 points.
Probably would help 26. If we actually had that number.
Right.
That would have probably helped.
Yeah, we're dumb. We're trying to do it live on the air.
But. Yeah, the actual number of how he gets there. Just how I read this, though, is this kind of indicates that all the people on this list have 100 fantasy PPR points, weeks 14 to 16. So for argument's sake here, what if he was at 100 and he needed like 24 points to go? He's 78 with a game to go. Todd Gurley, the number one of all time, 123 points. There's 6 other players on this top 10 list. One player shows up 3 times, 3 performances in the top.
Is that LT?
No, he's number 2 all time. In 2003, he had 115 points. There's 2 guys we would never know. I'm just going to name them. Art Powell in 1963 had 114. Wes Chandler, 113. Can you name, essentially, there's only 3 more players, or I'm sorry, 4 more players, but one dude shows up 3 times on this list.
Is running, Foster on that list?
No, but one running back is one of your all-time favorites. Jamal Charles is number 3, 114. There is, now there's 3 more players. One's a running back. One's a wide receiver, and the other is, how do I not give this away, a former Penn State running back.
Larry Johnson.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Number 9, 104 points, number 9 all-time performance.
Is Brandon Marshall on that list?
Nope, he's not the receiver. The running back shows up 3 separate times on this
Terrell
list.
Terrell Davis?
Nope. Oh, very close to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk shows up 3 times. He's got the number 10, 8, and 6 all-time fantasy PPR performance. His highest was number 6 at 112. The wideout, Bogman, is not going to play this week.
Odell Beckham?
Odell Beckham at 22 years old in 2014, 108 points he scored in the fantasy playoffs, putting up a big old donut for your week 14 to 16 in 2018. He was super good then, not now.
The worst stuff has happened recently for this season, like in the last couple weeks. So I think people are going to reflect back on this year, and a lot of people aren't playing right now, and they're going to say this was actually a fairly good year for injuries. And it just sucks that it's happening now when everyone's in money time, crunch time, all that stuff. So I don't know. You know, if we get a couple years of this nonsense moving forward, we might be ending the season week 15. So
maybe if we have maybe. To. I'm trying to search.
No OBJ, you know, guys not playing. Teams taking Fournette out to put in guys from Arkansas. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm trying to search. Why is this so hard for us to search? I want the exact points for Derrick Henry. So I just want to know what those are because I'm so fat. Apparently, we need Tony Kohler to do everything for us. That's why I can't on the fly look for this. Maybe we'll look for this at another point here. But yeah, fantasy playoffs. We have an all-time performance on the line in Derrick Henry. We have got the all-time performer potentially not going. And another guy that's in this top 10 performance of all time, Odell Beckham. I'll just be honest with you. I had a league I finished first in, our Superflex league. I was so good. Odell killed me. Not having him was 100% the reason I got knocked out of the playoffs. It was brutal.
Yeah, I mean, not having your best player, you know, or your at least your best player out of position really sucks. I think I'm going to be able to pull up the points for Derrick Henry
okay,
here.
Well, we can do it on the break because we got to go to break here in a second. By the way, the number 12 PPR performance of all time, dude, Mark Clayton with the Miami Dolphins. Not that other Mark Clayton. 1984.
Man.
How about that?
Getting passed from Dan Marino. Hey, makes a lot of sense.
Another little stat I can throw with you. The all-time, the 12 all-time PPR fantasy fantasy playoff scores, never over the age of 28. That's the oldest
78.1, by the way. That's it.
That's his absolute total?
That's his total in PPR.
Okay, so maybe that's what Tony meant then. Maybe he meant not he's at 78 on the rank. He's 78 points. So Tony did all the work. We're just too dumb. I'm so dumb. We got to go to break. I'm the dumbest person on the planet. We'll be back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo. All night.
Want to be the next daily fantasy legend? I know I do. Well, you got to try DailyRoto.com's free this holiday season. That's right. Free advice from fantasy pros, free NBA DFS projections, free optimizer access, and free everything else you need to dominate daily fantasy basketball this holiday season. Stuff your stockings with cold hard cash and get free access to Daily Roto with the promo code DRHOLIDAYS to access your free trial. That can't say that. That is DailyRoto.com, promo code DRHOLIDAYS. Dr. Holidays, I'd like to call that. Okay, got another little quick one here, Boggs. Do you do stockings?
No, I used to, but we're down to, you know, three people, so no stockings.
I think stockings got nixed this year, which I'm very disappointed in because, again, my wife wants to make sure that we don't show any compassion or love to each other whatsoever. So we get nothing only to our children. We can't no eye contact, no nothing, no stockings. But my favorite thing on Christmas, and I've done it for 10 years and I waste money every year. It just made me think of it because this ad copy says stuff your stockings with cold, hard cash, if I could say that right. And I do scratchers every year. I take a little wad of cash, you know, $60 to $100, go to the, gas station. But this is my bit though. You know, there'd be like four or five people with us, you know, it'd be like my mom, her mom, us two. And then we might have one other family friend. I go spend all that money, but I get five people's worth. I buy myself scratchers too. So I don't just get everybody else scratchers because it'd be depressing because nobody cares about me and no one would do it for me. So I make sure I buy it for myself, scratch off, lose 85% of the money every single year. And all I want to do right now is go buy $40 to $50 worth of scratchers.
Well, see, now here's the thing. Because you're an adult and this is America, the Welsh, You can go buy scratchers whenever you feel like it.
I'm told
you can
do
go
that.
Get them now. They don't have to be a simple Christmas thing. You can, you know what? You can do stocking stuff for scratchers in July.
Hell, Bobby, you could be third if you want.
You could be second. You could be third. You could be fourth. Hell, Bobby, you could even be fifth.
You can even be fifth if you want. No, you're right about that. Do you think I should do it? Should I go get some scratchers and we'll do it on our Christmas special
scratchers.
That's already happened?
Yeah, why not, you loser?
I'm
going to
do
them.
It. Let's go. You go get some, too.
Yeah, if I leave my house, I'll go do that.
Yeah, you know what's so great? Technology is so amazing. You now don't have to talk to the mouth-breathing gas station people. You could go into a grocery store, and they just have the machines where you put in the money and you get your scratchers. It's
amazing.
Do
you know how upset you made the one guy working at a gas station that listens to us?
That guy's not a mouth breather. He's listening to us. that guy judges all the other ones. He knows what I'm talking about. He's like, oh man, you guys are so right.
All of his coworkers, right?
Yeah, his loser coworkers. I mean, hopefully he's not playing this in the gas station right now. Then that would be a problem. Our show has, by the way, been played on like a big boat in the middle of the ocean, a barge.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's pretty cool to know that. I would like to know, like, what weird job you're doing and listening to us.
That's my favorite thing on the planet. I love that. Even if you just listen to us.
If you listen to us at all, just tweet us and tell us what job you're doing.
So we were talking about this. Again, I'm a moron because Tony could not have laid this out.
That's true.
He meant when he said on this, I had asked the question, what is the best fantasy performance in the playoffs of all time in PPR weeks 14 to 16? And I thought he meant Derrick Henry ranked 78th on the list. He literally meant he has 78 points. So now we can calculate the math because we're so dumb. He would have to score 56 points. He'd have to do what he did in week 14 to pass Todd Gurley's 2017 123.
That wouldn't even get there because he scored 47.8. It was 47.8 and then 30.3 the next week.
Four touchdowns and 200 yards still. I mean, he can't do it. He has.
No.
What could he legitimately do? I think he could legitimately move. Let's say, do you think 30 points is within
100
reach
yards
for him?
And three touchdowns? I think he could do that, which is 28 points. It's right on the border.
I think he could be somewhere between 9 and 7 all time. So he could pass Larry Johnson, one of Marshall Faulk's three top 10 performances.
What was number 10's total points?
That was Marshall Faulk's 104.3 in 1999.
He could hit that. Yeah. I think he could be in the top 10 with a big day, but I would say most likely he doesn't wind up in the top 10 even. And that's huge with these big performers. Those other guys are absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, there's a little gap between number 7 and 6 all time. Odell had 108, and then Marshall Faulk, again, his top performance of all time went to 112. So that's why maybe, you know, the 7th all time could be. But, I mean, you know, we'll see. It's an incredible performance and Todd Gurley did it. I mean, I guess Odell, Jamal Charles, and Todd Gurley, they're the last guys in the last 8 years to have, you know, this type of an impact that has gone on, and those are all relatively good guys. So shout out to Tony Kohler, regardless of your hate that I have of me for the 49ers. You hate me for my takes on the 49ers. Bleed gold and red. I absolutely agree, my friend. Someday we'll be on the same page.
You know what? I think he really just doesn't like your draft takes.
Well, no, of course he doesn't like my take. Almost happened. I was about to talk about myself.
Stock my stuffing the well.
I was about to stock your stuffing like Cornell paying you another Hunsky. I'm annoying about the 49ers because they're annoying. They're annoying. I want offensive. I grew up on a 49er
team. Yeah, but right now, how pissed would you be if they had taken Corey Davis?
Over who? Reuben Foster? Oh, sure.
No, Reuben Foster was second round. They took Solomon Thomas.
Well, Reuben Foster was first round. He was late first.
Well, okay. Well, they traded back into the first round to get him. Whatever. He's pick 31.
Okay.
32.
Well, we have Richie James out there at wide receiver right now. I wouldn't be that disappointed, to be honest with you.
Dante Pettis is much better than you thought.
You seen his hair? He's a problem. He's the biggest millennial of all time.
He's a problem because of his hair. Yeah. Odell Beckham, weird hair.
I follow him.
Fine.
I love him. But what I'm saying is, like, my 49ers, This is my 49ers, have always been offensive juggernauts. We've always had good running backs. The West Coast offense has always made fantasy assets at the running back position. We've had great fullbacks, great wide receivers. For the most part, we've had tight ends, which we got back, and great quarterbacks. It's great offensive play with solid defense, never a number one defense. For the last 10 years, the 49ers have been trying to play this game of top defense. Jim Harbaugh did it, but he's gone. He's gone. It's a whole new regime, and you have Kyle Shanahan, who is an offensive genius. He's an offensive-minded coach, and we don't even have remotely close to the type of assets he needs to succeed. That's why I want all offensive players. Let's go sign these defensive players and make some trades and spend all of our picks in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth round on defensive guys. Let's do our scouting. Let's get all those guys, but let's get some damn offensive players on there. So sure, Mike any McGlinchey, reasonable person would hate my 49er takes. I totally understand it.
Mike McGlinchey, number one rated rookie offensive lineman on Pro Football Focus, by the way.
Yeah.
Over Quentin Nelson, who was the consensus easily number one guy. And Quentin Nelson's a Pro Bowler.
You know what? Frankly, the 49ers actually have some Pittsburgh Steelers in them, because I think there's something to be said about, I'm not saying that there's not talent in all the Steelers running backs, but Jesus, you put anybody back there, they're going to succeed. Look what the 49ers have done this year. Jeffrey Wilson Jr., Mouse Fart, Breida, all those guys have been relatively successful. So yeah, the 49ers have a good offensive line. So let's get some players around them. Yes, I'm annoying. I apologize. Thank you, Tony, for your great take on here, though I don't even know if you listened to this show. So that was good stuff for week 16. And
we, it is week 16. Yeah, you had a long pause there.
Well, I was about, I can't get anything together. Should we dive into some DFS, Bogdan?
Let's do the DFS, the Welsh.
Guess who we haven't heard from?
Drew
Snyder. Remember Drew last week was like,
early this week.
Yeah, it's earlier than usual, but you know, Drew was like, oh guys, wedding, drinking, just so sorry I didn't get to do the lineups. Not a peep.
I think
week.
He started looking at those bank statements and going, yep. What am I doing?
Yep, trying to find where he can cut. And he said, got to cut that In This League show out of my budget. Because
I mean,
it's Christmas
it is
time.
Christmas time, you know, yeah, people are cutting stuff. So
yeah,
can't put that dollar on it.
I wish we weren't the ones that got the cut. Isn't it depressing?
Well, I asked him not to play our DFS lineups from week one.
Yeah.
So, which is why you look now and you say, these are not good. So
do you think we're going to be good this week?
Maybe. I'm not going to sit here and have confidence. You remember the Welsh in the, it was really week 17, not week 16, but it's kind of all relative at the end of the year when things start to get dicey as far as picking against the spread, picking DFS players, because teams are packing it in. But you can't really tell when and where they are definitely packing it in, so it's difficult. Remember, I was set up to win $1,500 that one year, my pick'em group.
Oh, and my God. Relive that. Weren't you in, like, the final 2 weeks? And you were like, I feel so bad at thinking about this. Because I remember you and I had a conversation, and you were just like, yeah, I'm not going to get this, like, $5,000. You're like, but, you know, I should be a lock for, like, $1,500, worse, like, $800. It was
right.
Way worse.
I got three games right week 17 because so many teams were resting their players.
Dude, you lost, like, 80% of your money. Week.
And the worst part was, like, at least four of those games, and three of them were big confidence points, were by like a field goal, a 2-point conversion that they went for at the end, you know, stuff like that. A pick six at the end. I got backdoored on three of those stupid games, and my blood pressure's raising just thinking about
this. God, I remember. I have a vivid memory of that conversation you and I had where, I mean, you were just like, yeah.
I went from $1,500 to $150.
Yeah, that's what it was, $150. Because I remember at one point you were like really close into $3,000 or $4,000. Then you're like, nah, how it's going now, as long as I don't have a really bad week 17, I should get like $1,500, maybe $1,200 or something like that. And you had the literal worst week ever. When I remember talking to you, I was like, how'd you do? You're like, $150. I've never heard you so depressed. That was a lot of money.
Well, if you're standing next to me when I step on a scale, you know. Yeah,
when's the last time you did that?
Oh, I threw it out. So
you don't run a scale.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things like ignorance is bliss. For that, it absolutely is. Ignorance is bliss. I have no clue what I weigh now. All I know is it's a lot.
But the problem is like there's going to be a day where you're going to do it. And that's going to be a rough day.
All at once. Yeah. So I got a noose. It's fine.
I did that. I did that a couple weeks ago where like, because I had been on a good run for a while working out. I lost a ton of weight. And then I just had a 6 week, really bad 6 weeks. And I knew I was gaining weight. I could feel it when I put on my jeans. And I did the scale thing. It wasn't as bad as I thought. And I was actually, there was a relief. I was like, oh, I didn't hit this number. But then I also haven't done anything for another 2 weeks. So it could have gotten worse.
I was listening to a radio show where they're talking about the average weight of Americans. And I was, you know, I was surprised and then also know that I'm bigger than that because the average weight. Why don't you give it a crack? The average man is 5'9".
U.S., not the world, right?
U.S.
Okay, because I'll bet you ours is at least 20% more than the rest of the world.
Yeah.
I'd say the average man, because there's a lot of small people. I'd say
5'9".
Oh, is that the height? The average height is 5'9"? Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, then I bet you the average weight's got to be like 180.
It's 197 pounds.
I mean,
guess women.
5'4", 125.
181.
What? I mean, I shouldn't have laughed at that. That's a lot.
I mean, that's surprising.
That's a lot more than I expected. Hold on.
Because you see a lot of fat dudes, but, you know.
Yeah. You rephrase that. I was insensitive how I said that. I'm not saying that 5'5", 181 is a lot. I'm also not saying it's not. Not my expectation of what I thought you would say.
Someone replay the what that the Welsh had when I said 181. So, 181. Yeah, I was listening to our local guy, John Holmberg, and he's like, they're almost in the same weight division right there.
Literally are. Like, they could wrestle.
Yeah, exactly.
Same exact division. Oh my God.
Well, how about the average pant size?
Oh, it's something embarrassing. It's like,
I don't know. I don't know what it is for women.
If it's at 197, it's got to be like a 32 or 34.
32. No, dude, the average is 40.
Oh, really?
Average waist size is 40 inches.
I feel pretty good about that then. If that's true, I actually feel really good about that because my problem is like, I don't even remotely come close to that weight. I'm not in the same stratosphere, but I'm also not 5'9". I'm 6'4".
I also thought about the waist thing, and I'm like, are people wearing it loose?
Yeah, what are they doing?
197 pounds.
197 is not 40. That math doesn't seem to work out to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 5'8", and I way more than 197.
Oh, I was about to say, how close to 197?
And I'm at a 40. Like, that's where I'm at. And I wear that comfortably, but I'm also, you know, way more than that 197. So I was kind of surprised by that. I feel like those figures are off. That's pretty, like, I think that 38, somewhere between 36 and 38 is what most people
I always
wear.
Hear people talk, like, 36 is the one. Everyone's like, ugh, I had to get a 36. And I'm like, shut up, loser. Like, I would kill to be in a 30. I haven't been in a 36 since I was in high school.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago for me, which is even more depressing. So, you know, I quit. I used to dip, and I quit dipping about 10 years ago. And I think I put on almost a C note since then. Like, it's a lot. So, but I have all my teeth. So there's that.
That is true. You're not going to have that mouth cancer. You have cancer somewhere else, but at least not the mouth cancer.
In my colon. Right.
Yeah. So what the hell were we doing? We were just talking about pant sizes and jumping on a scale. We've only got about 2 minutes here. We're going to set up our DraftKings lineup. Do you want to?
I don't even want to go through the deals. I just want to give my lineup. You want to just give your lineup?
You want to do because we're going to go into the top of the hour. Well, let's do this. No, we only got like a minute and a half left. We can't just rush through it. We got to give it a little bit more time. FanDuel. Oh, let me set this up. I don't know doing your lineups. This is a little tease here. I like my FanDuel. Maybe this is a usual thing. I went very different than I think I usually do on DraftKings. But ultimately, I'm looking at my FanDuel and I'm like, why is this so much better?
I think, did I like my FanDuel better too? I think I did too. I think DraftKings was difficult this week. Yeah, I definitely like my FanDuel better as
well. Because I'm looking, because I went with a strategy I don't think I've done in a while. I went super cheap on the running backs. But it's because there's kind of so many deals that are lying out there. So many players aren't going to play. I'm taking advantage of a lot of the cheap running backs. I went really, it's the most expensive wideouts I've ever gone with. You know what? No, I'm going to change my tune. This is why I don't win any money, by the way. I'm going to change my tune. I actually think the DraftKings might be the best lineup. I mean, people are going to have to decide. Do you want to change tunes with me?
No.
No. You sure?
No, I don't. Okay. Yes.
Who's coming with me?
Who's coming with me?
You?
No. I'm going to stay here.
All right. So. Well, we're actually not going to stay here. We're going to go to break, but we will be back for the final hour. I can't believe it. It's already, this is
the
flying by here.
Final hour.
Final hour.
Made that song up.
It's a great song. Good for you. It's Christmas time. It's the time for singing and cheer and presents and the scratchers. We're going to go get some scratchers. I'm excited about this. Let's go do it together. What's your, real quick, what do you do? Do you like to do like a five or do you like to do multiple cheap?
Because I don't do them like ever, so I do a 10.
Let's do a 10, a 5, a 2, a 2, and a 1. Let's do $20 on scratchers.
A 10, a 5, and 5 ones? Are we making change?
Well, no. A 10, a 5, two $2 ones, and then a $1 one. Let's do it.
Okay. All right.
Let's go. All right. It's going to be great. Christmas special. Go back in time and watch us over on Patreon on the Deck Our Ball special. It's going to be so much fun. But don't go anywhere, friendos. We'll be back for the final hour. It's going to be week 16. We're going to do some DFS lineups, and we're going to get you out of here. We'll be back.